ABC News. Victorians have this week been able to enjoy a little more freedom with the easing of lockdown restrictions in regional areas of the state. But returning to the office after spending a period of time working from home doesn't prove easy for everyone. Haquel Peel works as a psychology and counselling lecturer at the University of Southern Queensland. She says people returning to work could feel anxious about what they might face.
My experience going back is that I faced a completely changed environment with limitations of how many people could be in the change room, how many people could be in my own office, and a very strict routine of cleaning and having to use cleaning products for everything that you touch. So it might cause anxiety for people to not know what to expect. And also having to go back to a routine of commuting, of spending time away from loved ones, and perhaps not feeling safe because we don't know what to expect, really.
So what is it that causes anxiety? You talked there about feeling unsafe. Is that part of it?
Feeling unsafe is a big reason why you would have anxiety, but I think for most people it would be the uncertainty, the unknown. The unknown of the coronavirus, but I think the major thing is the unknown about the different rules and regulations. In Victoria, for instance, it's changing rapidly. So it might be that today some things are allowed and then tomorrow it's not. And I think for Queenslanders, where I am, it's the idea that we might go to a strict lockdown. Like Victoria, we're often watching the news. We're often eager to know what is going to be allowed tomorrow or in what isn't going to be allowed.
So if somebody is feeling anxious, experiences anxiety, what would the symptoms be?
Anxiety clinically, it could be anything from shortness of breath and headaches, stomachache, a feeling of dread, heart palpitations, sweating. But I like to think that for most of us, it doesn't have to go to that extreme. It can just be that uneasy feeling that I don't know what to expect, I am uncertain, I am feeling a little bit apprehensive or dreading a particular event. And it is concerning to feel that way. And I think we can all create different coping mechanisms so it doesn't escalate to a point where it's a barrier to your daily functioning, or it's a barrier to you leaving the house or doing anything that you'd like to.
We hear of anxiety attacks. What exactly are they?
Yeah, some people will get to a point where it's extreme and they might experience panic attacks. They might experience vomiting. It can get to that extreme, but I think my message here is before it gets to that point, I think we need to gather some insight into how we are feeling, into how our body is coping. It's basically our body saying, wait a minute, take a moment, take a deep breath, think about this for a moment before it escalates to a point where you can't control it. Might be simple things like for some people it's calming to have a particular smell and you have that at home. Well, take that to work. For some people it might be calming to have pictures all over the office. So redecorate to make yourself feel comfortable and feel safe and not let yourself escalate to a point where you can't control it.
Is there a risk that some people may not even be able to leave their homes?
Yeah, I mean, for some people it's as simple as I'm a little bit anxious, but I have some coping mechanisms and I can do it. And for some people, the idea of ever going back gets them to a state of paralyzed, or I can't even move, I can't even get myself to the door. And that depends on how you are coping, and that depends on what you know your work environment is going to be like. That depends on the level of support that you have both at home and at work.
So if somebody finds themselves in that position, you talked about coping mechanisms, where would they start with those coping mechanisms?
Yeah, I think because we're talking about work, it needs to come from both levels. It needs to come from the individual, so they need to find things that center them, that calms them, that gets them connected to, say, their home environment and where they feel safe. But from an employer's point of view, they also need to be putting safe measuring places. So with my workplace, it was really helpful. We had to do a training on how to go back to work. That included videos, that included a whole package on what to expect. And so for me, having that a little bit of an idea of how I was to behave and what to expect made me feel calmer. My employer, for example, also had one-on-one conversations with us asking, what is it that you need to feel safe to go back to work? So I think that needs to happen. So you need, as an individual, to think about yourself and what you need to feel safe, but also if you are going to back to work, your employer needs to be putting steps into place to allow for that as well, because it's about control and it's not all in your hands.
Since the pandemic started, a lot of people have really embraced working from home. They've loved the fact they haven't had to commute, they've had more time at home, they've been able to adapt their lifestyles, and so I would imagine it would be hard for some people to turn that around. Does this threaten the new model that a lot of people have been thinking of, working from home permanently? Does this indicate that perhaps isolation is a bit of a danger?
I don't think it's a danger to working. I think it, as you said, it has challenged us to rethink what is efficiency? How do we achieve it? Do we need to be in an office 24/7? For some people, yes, they do, but not for everyone. I think it has challenged the idea that going back to an office 5 days a week is not for everyone, is not for every type of employee, is not for every type of work. So I think we need to be thinking about a more flexible and ever-changing model of workplace.
A lot of people that have been in lockdown, especially in Victoria, obviously have been struggling with isolation. How do you see the road coming out of lockdown for those people?
Yeah, and so that's the other aspect of being home. It's not good for everybody, because some people are feeling isolated and perhaps missing that social aspect. I do think the road back from isolation needs to be step by step and it needs to be scaffolded. But I think that meanwhile, we can still be connecting with one another. We can have Zoom lunches with work colleagues. Nothing stops us from having, Friday afternoon drinks over Zoom. That can still happen, and that keeps you connected with the workplace. That is a way of transitioning you back into the new normal.
That's psychology and counselling lecturer at the University of Southern Queensland, Hakeel Peel.
ABC News.